For Little Friends by Barbara J. Porter. Nobody but me. Choose the right way and be happy. Children's Songbook, page 161. When I play with a friend and he wants to go first, and he went first yesterday, or he tells me I have to go home or find somewhere else to play, and I feel like crying or hitting him or yelling angrily, I tell myself that nobody can make me mad but me. When I look at the boys who are older than I, and they seem so big and strong, and I sometimes get discouraged because growing takes so long, I do some extra push-ups and whisper quietly that nobody can make me strong but me. When I want to take the dollar that is sitting on the shelf and go down to the drugstore so I can treat myself, and I'm sure Mom won't remember that she left it there last night, I tell myself that only I can make me choose the right. Chenille Stick, Jack-O-Lantern, by Peggy H. McClanahan. To make this jack-o'-lantern, you will need a piece of orange construction paper, scissors, a pencil, glue, several black chenille sticks, and a green chenille stick. 1. On the construction paper, lightly draw a pumpkin with a stem. Cut it out. 2. Draw a jack-o'-lantern face on the pumpkin. 3. A short length at a time, trace all your pencil lines, except for the stem, with glue, and bend back chenille sticks to fit the glue. Good Books for Little Friends. I'm Not Sleepy by Dennis Kazit. Alex isn't sleepy, so his father tells him his no matter how wide awake you are, I can make you sleepy story. And it works, sort of. The Grump-a-Lump by Sarah Hayes. No matter what the other animals did, the Grump-a-Lump grumped, but when the gnu came and started blowing, things changed and the other animals were surprised. The humorous art enhances the text. Writing with Aunt Lucy by Sharon Phillips Denslow. Aunt Lucy is 70 years old and has been driving for just 8 years, so she drives a lot, trying to make up for all the years she didn't drive. Walter and his friend Leonard often go with her. One day they picked up a new friend on a farm on No End Road. Riding with Aunt Lucy was always a lot of fun. The Rag Coat by Lauren Mills. Minna wanted to go to school, but she had no coat. Papa died, and the quilting ladies made one for her out of rags, and lined with a burlap feed sack that he had used to carry her to church. When she wore it to school, the other children laughed at her, but something Papa had told her helped her, and the other children learned about what is really important. Apple and Banana Salad by Ruby E. Vest. 3 bananas, 3 apples, 1 tablespoon cinnamon, 1 tablespoon sugar, 5 heaping tablespoons of mayonnaise. Instructions. 1. Peel the bananas and cut them into thick slices with a table knife. 2. Ask an older person to peel and core the apples and cut them into bite-sized chunks. Put the fruit into a bowl. 3. Sprinkle on the cinnamon and the sugar. 4. Add the mayonnaise and stir with a salad fork until the fruit is coated. End of the section for Little Friends.